So school is out for summer, but what that meant was 2,000 New York school bus drivers and matrons got their pink slips because the city hasn't settled their contracts for the fall. In the fall, bus drivers are expected to apply for jobs, but this time without employee protections. A month-long strike in February by the amalgamated local union 1188 was unable to persuade Mayor Bloomberg that senior drivers and matrons ought to get protections to ensure drivers get paid for their years of service and experience at approximately $29 an hour, plus a living and benefits package. Sarah Catalanato is a parent organizer with Parents to Improve School Transportation. Her child has been using school buses for 6 years.
We as parents want the best conditions on the bus for everyone on there because our kids are on there. And we want qualified, experienced personnel, but the city administration went out of their way to try to go cheap and get low bids, which they did not have to do. So these terminations are a logical conclusion of what the mayor and the chancellor and so on probably some big transit corporations that we just don't know about behind them, you know, are aiming towards, and it's not really a healthy or safe situation for kids and for busing this coming fall.
Instead, this fall, drivers will compete with less experienced drivers and matrons for jobs with much less pay.
These companies are telling the workers we're done, we might close our doors, whatever, because they did not get chosen for the bid. The contracts were approved by the mayor's panel for education policy in May, and then it went to the comptroller, and there was like 30 days to look for anything fishy about the process. And as far as I know, that, you know, that time has passed, and they haven't been able to identify anything that would stop it on a business basis. Those workers, many of them have 20, 30, 15, whatever years, won't have any advantage to try to apply, and the new companies that are taking over these routes are paying much, much less, to the point that it's an insult if you've been a career driver for 30 years and you're making top salary to now go under $15 an hour, to go with the patrons $10 an hour. And what bothers us as parents, they want to tack on pre-K. Pre-K students have a half day of school, right? And all the other kids have a full day. So they will take the full day kids in the morning, then run back and take somebody who's getting either out for a half day or going for the second half, which are little kids who are supposed to have car seats. Not sure how they're going to make all of that happen on the same vehicle. And then in the afternoon at 3, whatever, get, you know, the older kids. I'm not sure who's going to get the pre-K kids. So we can just envision the chaos, which is already pretty nutty as the school year begins, being multiplied horrendously this coming September.
There were city council hearings this year, during which it was revealed that the Bloomberg administration argued that cutting labor would cut down on the $1 billion budget for school buses. Catalanato said the council saw there weren't any magnificent savings by cutting labor costs.
Most of the cost is the vehicles and the gas and the overhead and so on. And in fact, it really looks like outright union busting and just, you know, like picking on some of the workers who attend to some of the most vulnerable populations, similar to what we've, as parents, been upset where the school aides get laid off, and then the hallways and the schoolyard and the cafeteria are not as orderly because there's nobody there, you know, it's not as much supervision. So it's also a question of safety. And the DOE will say, oh, we're installing cameras. Well, that's great for the manufacturer of the cameras, but a camera never told a kid, hey, slow down, calm down. You know, and it's similar with the bus, I guess. There's money, but it's not money that's going to the classroom, you know. It's money that's going to the owners. They tried to get Dennis Walcott to swear in under oath because they said that, you know, he and Bloomberg lied over and over about this employee protection being quote unquote illegal as a justification for provoking the strike that occurred this winter.
There are two bills introduced in the New York State Legislature, Senate Bill 5848 and Assembly Bill 8060, which addresses keeping the most qualified and trained and senior drivers. Catalanato says if you're on a bus with a lot of kids, you have to know how to stop bullying.
You have to know how to defuse situations. As parents, happy for that. In fact, a couple summers ago, a bill that would have made this seniority hiring the law of the state did pass the state House and Senate, or the Assembly and the Senate, but the mayor, Bloomberg, wrote to Governor Cuomo and said, we want you to veto this. We can use our own business judgment about who should be hired. And Cuomo at that time did veto that bill. Now, the bill has been sort of amended and upgraded to have more training and be comprehensive.
If you're concerned about school buses in the city and who drives them, there's a rally at City Hall next Thursday at 11 a.m. If you want to follow the work of Sarah Catalanato and other parents, there's a Facebook page, PISTNYC. And if you want to volunteer or know more, there's a number to call, 347-504-3310. That's 347-504-3310. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.